South Central. Basketball.
Well, let's talk some NBL now. We're heading to the business part of the season. That ladder has been tight all year, and it just gets even sillier as we look at it now. Man who must be breathing a bit of a sigh of relief after last night's result is Andrew Goes, the coach of the Sydney Kings. Hello, Drewy.
Good afternoon, Kevin. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Are you breathing a sigh of relief after last night?
Just a temporary sigh of relief because we got to strap them up again tomorrow. We take on the New Zealand Breakers, who I think right now we're level with at 12 and 13, and it's going to be a big game for us and of course, for them as well. But yeah, it was a big win for us last night in Brisbane against a team that's a little undermanned. So we were grateful for that, and fortunately, we were able to come away with a very tight win. We only ended up winning by 3 points in the end, so it was a real tough battle, but grateful to get that win.
Drewy, a volatile season would be the best way to describe it in terms of no one seems to have been able, apart from Adelaide for a little patch, seems to have been able to get on a really good roll.
No, well, they've been extraordinary. The way in which, after a start, slow start, they were 2-6 at one stage, and then I think since then have been 14-15-1. It's just been an incredible run that they've had, and full credit to Joey Ride and the way in which they've been able to play. They've been fantastic. Jerome Randall's been a superstar of the competition, and they deserve to be where they're at. And they've got a tough one tonight. They play Illawarra, and we'll be barracking for the Adelaide 36ers to get that one, that's for sure. But but no, it has been an unusual season. In fact, I can't recall a season in the NBL that's been so tightly contested. And in fact, I can't recall too many sporting competitions throughout the world throughout my lifetime that have had this level of parity amongst all the teams. It's quite extraordinary, and it's stressful for the coaching staff and the administration, but I think for the fans, it's fantastic.
How have you plotted the Sydney Kings season, Drewy? I mean, you got off to a flyer, and then you seem to have hit a couple of speed bumps along the way.
Yeah, we have. We had made some decisions throughout. Bringing Steve Blake in, we thought was going to be a good decision for us, and it was starting to work out that way. He was really starting to find some form, and then unfortunately for personal reasons, he had to go back home, and then more recently we've had Brad Newley, who's one of the elite players of the competition. He's averaging about 17 points and leading our team in assists as well. He's missed four games due to a hamstring, had a toe injury, then a hamstring injury, so that's been a bit of a setback for us, but all teams have had to go through that this season. There's been some injuries that pretty much most teams have had to deal with, and it's just who can deal with them the best. And unfortunately for us, over the last month or so, we probably haven't coped as well as what we would have liked, and had a few players down on form, and as such we're very much in the mix, and we weren't able to maintain any advantage we were able to gain throughout the start of the season, throughout the latter stages, because of dealing with adversity and they're not dealing with it all that well.
Yeah, and it's been one of those seasons where it's hard to get a consistent lineup on the court, which obviously helps. But apart from that, to get any sort of form line, I mean, you can win a couple of games and then go whooshka.
Yeah, that's amazing. A two or three game winning streak or two or three game losing streak can really have a profound impact on your entire season. It's been the case right throughout, and the difference between the first and last is very small. Well, Adelaide now got a bit of an advantage. I should say from second to last is minuscule, and we're still fortunate that we're in a battle. We still have a situation where we can win a. We got three games left, and if we can win our home, two of those are at home, and they're tough battles. We've got New Zealand tonight, and then Melbourne United next week. But if we pick up those two, then we feel like that we're still a very strong chance to make the playoffs. But the unfortunate thing is, everyone else still thinks that they're still a very strong chance to make the playoffs. With the exception of Brisbane, now everyone's still in the hunt, and so it makes for a tough set of circumstances for us. But at least right now, our fate's still in our own hands.
You've always been a half-glass full person. Has that been hard to keep that kind of optimism going through, the tougher times this year?
Not really, mainly because the guys have been great at the way in which they've been working in the practice environment. In fact, I think our practice form over the last couple of weeks, although we've been losing, has been better than our game form. And if we can transfer some of the way in which we've been executing and playing in the practice environment into the games, then I think that that will give us a bit more of an advantage as well. So we won't have a lot of time. We've got a bit of a rest day today, just try to go through some video stuff and get ready for an afternoon game tomorrow. But outside of that, because our practice form's been so good, it's given me great encouragement that we do have the capacity to turn things around and keep spirits high. So it's getting to the very, very pointy end right now, only a couple of weeks remaining, but the way we're going and hopefully on the back of the win that we had last night, albeit a scrappy one, we can generate some confidence, and we probably won't have Brad Muley back tomorrow, but if he gets back into the Melbourne United game and we get a little closer to full strength, then I think we've got a good chance to make a charge to figure in the playoff action.
Andrew Gaze from the Sydney Kings is on the line with me. Got a big game tomorrow against the New Zealand Breakers. Adelaide, obviously, the power team in the competition. The standard of the competition's been terrific, Drewy.
Oh, it has. It's been the best that I can ever remember. Whenever you only have eight teams in the competition, we've got this concentration of talent. And considering that we've been able to bring back some of the marquee players, Australian players who have been playing in Europe, bring them back into the competition. And this season, with the introduction of the three import rule, it's just made every team, the depth of talent is quite extraordinary. And I know the league's looking to expand. And I think the evidence that we have so far this season with just the talent that's available that could see more time, that it's a strong argument to say we need more teams in the competition to provide more opportunities for players to really showcase what they've got. But it's exciting. I think it's fantastic for the fans, because every single club throughout the vast majority of the season have been in playoff contention and playing really good basketball. All teams can beat any team on any given night, and as such, that makes for an exciting competition and something that the NBL should be very proud of, and each of the clubs should be very proud of the way in which they've been able to put some fantastic, talented teams together.
We got Brisbane back in the mix this year. Melbourne, obviously, we know because we're right in the thick of it, is really strong, and the crowds are terrific, and you know, the standard basketball's good. How are things in Sydney?
Yeah, really good. It's been a new entity because we've got new owners, new coaching staff, a new venue. We play out of Kudos Bank Arena, which has the capacity to hold 20,000 plus, but we configure it to hold 10, and it's been a bit of a slow burn, but it's building up to something special. We're going to have over 8,000 there tomorrow to our game against New Zealand, and the way in which the Kings fans that have gone through some tough times, they haven't been all that sharp over the last two or three years, but they've been incredibly resilient and coming out and supporting our group, and we're going to need them tomorrow. We're going to need them next week against Melbourne United, because it's those, the fans actually, given such an even competition, can have a significant impact on the morale of the boys. And hopefully we get them out there tomorrow and they can help bring us home.
Oh, we're happy to give you tomorrow, but we're not giving you next week. You can forget that one, Drewy. That's off the table. Hey, Kevin Lish is someone I've watched for a couple of years, and we all have for a couple of years now, and just thought, you know, what a terrific player. At the coalface, is he every bit as good up close and personal as he is when you watch him?
Yeah, extraordinary. He's had a tough time the last three or four weeks. He's had a few little niggles and hasn't been at his very best, but the thing that I admire the most about Kevin is just his work ethic. The way in which he's been training and pushing the other guys, and the intensity that he goes at is just possibly one of the best I've ever seen. I'm trying to think off the top of my head someone who works harder than what he does. Every time he steps foot on the floor, whatever drill you're doing, he gives it 110%, and as such, that it gives you confidence. Although he's gone through a bit of a tough period with his shooting, anyone that works that hard, you just feel that it's only a matter of time before he turns it around, and he did that last night in the second half. He had a bit of a struggle in the first half. He was 1 of 6 and only had the 3 points, and then I think he ended up with had 20 in the second half, and he just deserves that because of the way he works, and he's going to be very, very important with our push and our run home these last three games. We need him, Jason Gadie, our backcourt. We rely on them significantly to put some points on the board, and if those two guys aren't putting points on the board, it's going to be tough for us.
Well, look, good luck in the game against New Zealand tomorrow. As you mentioned, it's almost a season-defining game. Third playing fourth, and then you butter up against United the following week, and we'll see how we go with that one. Good on you, Drew. Appreciate your time as always. Thanks for talking to us.
Good on you, Kev. Thanks very much. See you, Tom.
Andrew goes from the Sydney Kings there. They have a very big game coming off that win against Brisbane. Very big game tomorrow against the New Zealand Breakers.